Anyways, sorry about that, guys. Welcome back to Radio Laurier. I'm here with Kat today, unfortunately,
Hannah
Hannah.
Banana is sick, Yana, guys. Pray for her recovery. This is for you, Hannah Banana.
Yeah, we had to do the show without her today, but it's okay. She'll be here next back next week.
You guys are like taking selfies.
So Kat, how was your Halloween?
Oh, my Halloween was tumultuous. How was yours, Lizard?
It was actually really good. I had a good time. We went out,
You threw a
dressed up.
party.
Yeah, we threw a party. That was a lot to handle, especially the cleaning up afterwards.
Yeah, your floors were pretty messed up. Let us
They
know if you threw a party and your floors were messed up too. What did you go as, Lizzie, for your Halloween costume? Tell the viewers.
We went as ninjas, and then I did with my boyfriend, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and then I did the purge by myself. How about you?
I was Shego from Kim Possible for one night.
Yes.
A shout out to Wait Date Official because she did my makeup and it looked great.
Looked so good.
And shout out to Amazon for shipping my costume on time. Second night, I was gonna be Shego again, but then I was like, I don't know if like that's like a lot to do again with the makeup and everything. And so I was like, my roommate, shout out to Seb and Jonathan Azar. They had their mother, shout out to Ursula Azar. She
Just shouting at
gave
the whole
just shouting
fam.
out to the whole fam. Shout out to the whole Azar fam, honestly. Their mom had this dress that Jonathan was gonna wear for Halloween, and like as a cowgirl, this cowgirl like vintage like black dress, and then they decided not to wear it. So I was like, "What should I wear?" And then he was like, "Wear this." And I was like, "Oh my God, like stunning!" And it was stunning.
No, it looked really good.
And then the
You did
third
well.
night, thanks, queen. And then
No
the third
problem.
night, I was Coca-Cola bottle, literally,
Yes.
because the Laurier food court was giving away like these little like head bandanas, and they were Coca-Colas. And I was like, "Oh my God!" And then I was like tube top. Okay, let me tell you though, it was really hard to get into that top. I had to have my roommate literally help me get into it because like I would not have been able to concoct
I
that.
mean, it is a bandana, so.
Yeah, like I should have like I mean like it looked great when it was on, but let's just say I
Yes.
literally had to cut the top open to get it off yesterday. Like I could
Oh.
not get like it was slept in. I had like a big red mark on my chest
No.
from it, and I was like trying to take it off, and I was like, am I actually gonna actually wear this again? Probably
No,
not.
probably
And I
not.
was like, and if I really do, I'll like I'll order one, okay? And so like I cut myself free.
As you should, queen.
Set me
As you
free,
should.
why don't you, babe?
Okay, should we get into our segment today?
Yes.
Okay,
But
so.
before, Lizzie, what do you think is like the number one costume you saw that was like bare common?
Number one. Ooh.
Or like a few, like you could do a few. Like what do you think was like the most like costume you saw like every girl or like every guy was wearing?
Oh, most popular was probably fairies or cops this year. I've seen a lot of cops.
I did see a lot of ops too. It's like hard to decipher between the two. So many ops out on these streets.
Literally, how about you, Kat?
I'm trying to think what I saw. I saw a lot of like Disney stuff, like people have been like, yeah, like Disney princess or like a Tinkerbell kind of moment, like a Cinderella moment.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Cinderellas. Or like even Toy Story. I don't know. But yeah, so today's segment is we're gonna play Would You Rather? Right, Kat?
Yeah.
Did you pull up the questions?
I'm about to pull it up.
Pull it up, pull it up.
Also, shout out to Make-A-Wish Laurier. Follow our Instagram and you can be a participant in our events going on right now.
What's the event? Tell the people.
So, the event's running on Instagram till November 7th. You can grant one wish to your friend on your post on your Instagram story. Use the hashtag one wish at a time, tagging 3 to 5 of your friends and tagging Make-A-Wish Laurier. You can participate as many times as you'd like.
Aw, that's so cute.
I know, watch out, lizard. Could be you. Could be you that I'm giving a something to.
Love that.
Alrighty, pulling up.
Okay, so I can start. So never have I ever lied on my resume.
I haven't. I may have, like, upscaled.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, maybe, like... Like, I say, like, I can speak Spanish Italian. Can I speak it fluently? No.
But
I can
also, speak, like,
some of it, though.
Like, it's not like you're adding, like, a job that you, like, have never done. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, oh, like, I worked at, like, Boston Pizza when you, like, never did. I feel like that's, like, lying on your resume.
Oh, okay, yeah, actually, no, I have once. Because, like, like, my uncle... allowed me to use him, I think, as a reference once before.
Oh, that's nice.
To said, he said that I worked at his pizzeria. I eat there. I don't work there. I don't make the pizza. I eat the pizza pie. Tutti a tavola, a mangiare.
Okay, Miss Italian Queen.
Bene. Never have I ever taken a call of the movies. Okay, people who actually do this, like Farrell, like just be like, hey, text me.
Yeah, or not even text me. It's like, hey, like I'll talk to you after the movies.
Don't be a texting Tom.
Yeah.
You know when they play the movies?
Those
like,
are so funny. I think they stopped doing it though, because I haven't seen it.
Maybe because people got the hint?
I don't think.
Or maybe because people stopped going to the movies because of COVID.
True. I love going to the movies now, though.
I literally love the movies. Like, it's such an experience.
Like, even the popcorn.
The drive there. The anticipation to the movie. The picking of the movie. The accurate show times when you get there. Because sometimes, you know, you go there, and then the movie that you wanted to see is playing at a different theater, or it's sold out at the time you want, or you can only see it in 3D. So when it really lines up, it really does something. Then you go, and you buy the combo. And the combo with... The popcorn, you always get that candy. What candy you choose?
I choose
the little... They only let you choose from the top two rows, though.
Huh?
They only let you choose the candy from the top two rows.
Oh, no, I get the kid's size. So they have, like, two options.
What?
They're both gummies. It's really good, though. It's like the Twizzlers gummies.
I like the chocolate. Like
Chocolate.
And then, you know, large strawberry frutopia.
You know what I'm mad about? They discontinued their... What are they called? Slushies.
What?
Yeah.
What flavor would you get?
For like years now. I used to get like blue.
Years?
Years.
Oh my god.
When I was like 16, I'd always go. And it was so yummy. So please, Cineplex, bring back the slushies.
Mr. Nelson, CFO of the company. Sierra Nelson's father. Please help us.
Okay.
Also, layer your butter. On popcorn, guys. If you're not layering the butter, you're not doing it right.
Okay, unpopular opinion. I do not put butter on my popcorn.
What? See, this is what I'm saying, Lizzie. Like, it doesn't make sense that we're friends sometimes. Because I'm like, how do you say stuff like that? How do you say things like that? No butter on the pop?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Like, come on, lizard.
Okay, never have I ever gone vegan.
Okay, let me tell you something. I tried... Once to have those, I intentionally bought those expensive Beyond Meat burgers from the store.
Intentionally?
Like, intentionally. Oh. Like, I was like, you know, I'm going to try and do this. This would be a great thing to integrate into my diet, you know? Little plant-based Iana. So, I whipped up the best burger ever. You know, cooked the burger, and then on top, I remember I put, like, I put fried mushrooms and onions and garlic, and, like, I made my own garlic aioli, and I put, like, bacon on top. And I put lettuce and tomato and mayo and, like, just, like, everything that would ever make it a good burger was on that burger.
Yeah.
I took one bite of that burger.
Oh, no.
And I wanted to throw up. Literally, I don't know what it is. The Beyond Meat, it tasted like chemical.
Really?
Chemically, yeah.
Like, is that what it is? Like, what?
I don't know. Like, I'm curious to actually know, like, what they specifically put in it. Because I've heard from, like, other vegan people, they say, like, I remember McDonald's or, like, A&W has, like, vegan burgers. Like, those are good and stuff like that. And, like, I believe it because I've tried, like, the McDonald's vegan one. Like, it wasn't bad. And I was, like, especially with all that stuff on top of it, like, it makes sense. But this one, I just feel like, I don't know. I'm literally looking what is in the Beyond Meat burger right now because I'm actually, like, really curious. Okay. 100% plant-based protein. No gluten, no soy, no GMOs, kosher. Ingredients, water, pea protein, canola oil, refined coconut oil, rice protein, flavor.
What? Flavor? Flavor.
I didn't realize flavor was an ingredient.
Yeah, what?
Cocoa butter, fried yeast.
What kind of flavor?
Mung bean protein, methylcellulose, potato starch, sugars, apple extract, pomegranate extract, potassium chloride. Basically, there's a lot of stuff in here. I feel like they just don't vibe together.
No.
And that's why I didn't vibe with it. So, makes yummy sense. Burger, fix up your recipe.
And maybe it'll be better. Yeah, no, I've tried, because one of my best friends is vegetarian, so I didn't eat meat for a week. And it was low-key really, really hard, so.
Like, I love meat. Like, I wish I didn't, but I do. Like, a good steak.
Oh. Like, with mashed potatoes on the side.
Ooh, and, like, roasted broccoli.
Yes.
Or no, asparagus.
That would slap.
Asparagus wrapped in, like, the bacon. Did you just burp?
No.
Sounded like it.
I swear I did it.
Okay. Don't make promises you can't keep.
You are done. Anyways.
Okay. Okay. Never have I ever been awake for 24 plus hours. Like we pulled all nighters. I wouldn't say we've been up.
But
for,
not 24 plus hours.
Yeah, like I don't know how people could do that. You know what's fun and interesting, too, is I read somewhere on there, like, I mean, maybe this isn't true, but I saw this, like, on Instagram the other day, and it was, like, scientists don't actually know why we sleep. Like, we don't need to, but I was, like, we use it, I've always heard, like, you use it, like, to revitalize, like, for your skin, like, all that kind of stuff, whatever, but they're, like, I guess you don't really, like, they don't really understand, like, why we need it, I guess, still.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way. Let me know if that's true, guys.
People do need their sleep, I swear.
Ugh, I need my sleep.
Same.
Never have I ever slept in my car.
It doesn't have to be, like, in your own car. Like, it could be, like, in someone else's.
Like, no, yeah. Like,
I would hear, like, stories from, like, girls, like,
taking naps. Like going while my mom's, to, like, in the mall when I was a kid.
No, but I'm saying, like, I would hear stories from, like, girls that, like, would go to, like, Toronto to, like, go clubbing or something, and they wouldn't have a place to stay, so they would just sleep in their cars. I'm like,
tell your friends to be smarter.
That's a little scary.
In the streets of the Toronto, in the streets of the six?
Literally.
I don't think so.
That's a little suspect. Anyways.
Never have I ever dined and dashed. If you do this, you are the worst type of person.
Literally.
Like,
I could never. Like, I'd be too scared.
Right? Like, I feel like it would have to be something like, I don't know, like a basket of fries. Like, if you're really, like, trying to do that. Like, don't let it be something that's, like, huge. Like,
yeah.
You know, let it be like, oh, can I get some fries? Some people would
order, like, a bunch. Like, I don't know. That's probably just in the movies. But, like, some people order, like, a full course meal. And then just run away. And then, like,
peace. Bad and then guys. That waitress has to pay with it out of her pocket.
That's so sad.
So she just lost money for working.
Literally. I feel like a lot of that happens in America, though. Like, not here. People are way too nice in Canada.
That's what we've been told all our lives.
Exactly. Never have I ever eaten something questionable out of a fridge.
I think we all have done that one point or another. Coherent or not coherent.
Not, like, to the point where it's moldy.
Like,
what's questionable to you?
Like, to me, questionable is just, like, a food combo that, like, that wouldn't work. You know what I mean? Because, like, there's stuff, like, I don't know. Like, if I see, like, some mold on cheese, if it's, like, not on the whole part, like, I'll just cut off the block that is. Cheese too expensive to be throwing it out, you know? Just like that. Really dilly-dally like that. I feel like if it's, like, something that I've had, like, leftovers in the fridge, I'm like, is it about to go bad? Am I going to get a parasite in my stomach from this? Let's find out.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
That's so bad. I don't know. I get scared, but...
Do you really get scared?
Yes. Anyways.
Well, I'm just scared to get, like, food poisoning.
That's, yeah, like, that's, like, one of my biggest fears.
Like, I remember once, like, my cousin, like, threw, like, a party last year, and I went, and, like, they got it catered, like, the meat and stuff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, I ate it fine. Like, my brother ate it, too. It was, like, 1 a.m. and I literally kept having to go, like, to the washroom.
Oh, Jesus.
Only to find out that all my other cousins who went also suffered the same fate. Because I guess something was wrong, like, wrong with the meat. So we all had, like, food poisoning.
Oh, God.
It was, like, the worst thing ever.
I bet. Jesus.
Down horrendaroony.
Literally. Never have I ever made up a story about someone who wasn't real.
Definitely.
Really?
Definitely. When I was a kid, yeah. You don't think when you're a kid you ever, like, fed, like, me and so-and-so went here or something?
I guess. I don't really remember much from doing that, but...
Maybe I'm just a feral little kid.
Maybe.
Making up.
What was the worst thing you ate when you were a little kid?
That I ate?
Yeah,
like... I ate everything.
Some people, like, some kids would eat, like, Play-Doh.
Oh, like, I was...
Coins.
I knew quality. I knew quality over quantity. I didn't indulge in that. I just ate, like, half the pictures of me when I was a kid is me shoving food into my mouth. Or me holding food. My grandmother has one in her house, and it's me holding mashed potatoes in my one hand, mashed potatoes in my mouth.
Mashed potatoes are elite, I swear to God. Okay.
I love mashed potatoes.
Never have I ever texted for 5 hours straight. That's
like
insane.
The same person?
I guess it, like, anyone, but, like, for five hours straight, like, nonstop.
I mean, I'm sure they probably mean, like, you take a little break, but, like, you're, like every few minutes, you're kind of like, no, 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 you know? I can't say that. I would just FaceTime at that point, or, like, call.
Yeah.
You know what
like
I mean?
Like, me and Kat sometimes just FaceTime and just...
Do nothing.
Do nothing. Just not talk. But, yeah. Never have I ever used the excuse, my dog ate my homework.
Well, I never had a dog to say that about. I'm a cat. And if I ate my homework, that would be weird.
Yeah, that would be a little weird.
Have you?
No.
Our friend group has, like, a running joke. We always forget, like, Lizzie has a dog. Because she, like, never homes, because she's always here. So we're always like, where's the dog at? Or, like, Lizzie, do you take care of your dog?
Yes. He is happy and healthy.
What's his name again?
Dexter. Like the show.
Like the killer? So Lizzie named her dog after a killer, guys.
No, my sister. My little sister named it that.
So you influenced your little child sister to name your dog after a child killer.
I didn't even have a say in naming the dog.
Ooh.
They got it when I was away in first year.
Jail.
Yeah, it was sad. I wish I saw him grow up more.
It's never too late.
He's a cute little puppy.
It is kind of late. Never have I ever ghosted someone.
Have you, Kat?
Yeah. I just feel like sometimes it's like, not really, like, much to say.
Into it,
I'm,
yeah.
Like, I'm, like, if we're not having, like, any sort of, like...
Fun conversation or, like...
Meaningful conversation.
Yeah, like...
Whether it be, like, anywhere. Jokes or, like, you know what I mean? If it's just, like, oh, like, what did you do today? Or, like, I don't know. It's just kind of, like, if I don't want to talk to them anymore and I don't... I just, like, I feel, like, so weird, like, being, like, sorry, I just don't want to talk to you. Or, like, I'd rather just, like, do it.
Yeah.
Rather than...
Like, fizzle, like, let it fade
here
out.
I'm acting as if, like, I'm, like, on the prowl, like, always ghosting people. I'm not, guys. Just... But I feel like it's happened to everyone before.
No, it definitely has.
And then it's only bad if you see them in public. Like, if you do the ghosting and then...
Oh, that'd be bad.
Happened to me, actually, a few weeks ago. I was at pub. And then, this guy that I ghosted. And then... I saw him at pub and we made, like, full on eye contact and he just, like, looked at me and, like, walked away and I was like, yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
That's rough.
Yeah. Not my finest moment, nor his, but you know what? We still out here living.
Have you ever been ghosted?
Probably.
Probably.
Like, probably. But, like, see, like, I don't really care because I'm just like, I got you.
Yeah.
I got Lizzie.
I'm here.
My little tilapia.
Goodbye. Never have I ever snooped through someone's phone.
I can concur that I have not.
Yeah, me either.
The most I feel like I've ever done on someone else's phone, it'd be like, let me answer your snaps. Like, that's, like, the most, like, I guess, snooping, I guess. I could do.
But also, that's like not really like snooping. Yeah. That's like you go through someone else's phone without their permission or their knowledge.
Yeah, that's like crazy, like psycho ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, that's like scary. If someone ever did that to me.
You're like, so I'm changing my phone password now. Thank Literally. You for making me not trust anyone. Like, I'd have been like, is this a joke?
Am I getting pranked right now?
Celebrity prank. Punked. I've been like, you just got punked, son. Never have I ever been kicked out of the bar. That is a yes from both of us. Shout out to the pub bouncers. You know?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, You're Rashawn. The best. Always kick. Well, actually, no, Rashawn doesn't usually kick out, but like, there's one time in the summer, it was like really bad. And I remember like, they were like, I went outside to like the smoker's pit, mm-hmm. like just like to get some fresh air. And then after he was like, oh, you gotta go. But my friends were still inside. And so I was like, oh, like maybe like he's gonna be so distracted, he won't notice like I walk back inside. So me like thinking like walking back inside, I'm not gonna like get caught. And then him and like all the other bouncers like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I was like, so I guess like they really care about me not going back inside. So I had to go home. And then I went to Revive and then also got kicked out of there.
Oof.
Down Horrenda-Rooney. I don't, never peace.
Never peace.
Lizzie, tell us a story about time you've been kicked out of the bar. Or would you like me to recount it for you?
You can recount it.
I'm trying to think of, there's so many times, it's happened. To both of us, but especially you.
No.
Yes, at pub.
I honestly,
they're all kind of the same though. It's all just you being like, "I'm fine," and then they're like, "Can you get her out of here?" And then we're like, no. "Someone has to go with her." And we're like, "Okay, let's go to Revive," and then get kicked out of there too.
I don't think I've ever been kicked out of Revive.
I've been kicked out of Revive like 3 times.
Yeah, you definitely. Kat's favorite bar in all of Waterloo is Revive.
I love concocting the karaoke. I must say, I'm a karaoke dokie. I have, like, a bunch of songs that I've, like, put in my notes, like, over, like, some time. And it's, like, songs that, like, when I'm, like, not coherent, I can, like, look back and remember, like, this is a good karaoke song to put on. The most recent one is Doncha by the Pussycat Dolls.
Doncha, wish your girlfriend was.
Let's play that song after.
Yes, I'm down. We should.
What's the next question? Never have I ever told someone I love you without meaning it. I can concur and say that I have not done that feral act before.
Yeah, me either. That's like psychopath? Is that what it is?
So I think it's a sociopath. Sociopath? The sociopaths can't feel anything, but they fake emotion.
That's like really scary.
Are you scared, Lizzie?
I'm very spooked right
spooky.
Now.
Spooky. It's spooky season.
Not anymore. It's November 2nd
I saw someone on TikTok, and she was made a TikTok, and she was, like, having a mental breakdown now that Halloween weekend is over, and it was like, girl, it comes every year.
Yeah, there's going to be more to come.
Like, girl, like, not that deep.
Literally.
Next question.
Never have I ever had a relationship last longer than a year.
I haven't had one last longer than ever, so.
I'm at my 6 months now.
Six pick up the seeks. Seven. How long was your old one? Like a year?
No, like 5 months.
Oh. So. Why was it way shorter than I remember it to be?
Me too. It's okay, we don't talk about that.
He knows who he is.
Never have I ever broken a bone.
I've never, like, I mean, I sprained my ankle at Dallas. That was, like, the most, like, serious injury I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, like, I would sprain my ankle or, like, get a minor concussion from rugby practice.
Lizzie, you played rugby? Yes. Makes so much sense now.
For, like, 2 years. But I was mostly bench, so I wasn't that special.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What was, like, did you ever, like, hit, like, I don't know, like,
I got tackled a bunch. No.
Did you ever, like, hit a goal?
No.
I don't know what it's called in rugby. You know, like, you hit a basket in basketball.
Yes, yes.
Shoot a hoop, talking about. Like.
No, I mainly would just get tackled, especially at practice, by my own friends.
No, Lizzie, I'm trying to ask you, like, what's it called when you, like, get a goal?
Like a touchdown in football.
No? Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Miscommunication major.
Yes.
Never have I ever gotten a speeding ticket. Never.
No. Nope.
Have you?
No. I've been good. I'm like, good. Not that bad.
Do you remember that one time we went to Grand Bend with our friend?
Yes, with Jess.
With Jess. And it was like nighttime. We were trying to get back to Waterloo. And the cop pulled us over. And she got like a really hefty fine. But he was like nice about it. He's like, cops always do this to girls. They're like, could have been. He's like, I'm letting you off easy.
Yeah. Like,
they're always like, I'm letting you off easy.
Thanks, sir.
And I'm like, thank. And we were like, thanks. And we had to like really like, after he gave us like this big ticket, he's like trying to talk to you. He's like, so like, he's like, your girl's kind of, your hair looks kind of messed up. You went to the beach? And we're like, yep.
What? We don't.
And, but we had to, we had to entertain because he just like cut our friend like kind of a break, as he put it. I don't know.
Never also, have. How big of a break did he really give?
Right? Like, I feel like only like 30%.
Yeah. Could have been bigger, but it's okay.
Whatever. Never have I ever fallen asleep in public. I have.
Yeah.
And I was spotted at Loree for it. Hannah and I and our friend Rihanna in first year, we fell asleep in the 24-hour lounge. We were studying, and I was like, I need to take a nap. And we literally took a nap. And it was like, on spot, it was like to the three girls taking a nap at the 24-hour lounge. Mood. I was one of the three musketeers in that situation.
That's funny. Never have I ever gone 72 hours without showering.
The water was out in my apartment for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you would go shower at like your friend's house or like...
Yeah, so it was like, it was cutting it almost close to 72 hours, but like not quite. It was like 40. It was like 2 days.
Yeah.
That I couldn't. I was in limbo. I was like, okay, so I'm just going to go to Kendra and Kelsey's or yours to shower.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, and we're back.
Yana. Guys, while that inspirational music was playing, shout out to George Michael, I was concocting a rap, and I think I should just perform it now because, honestly, it's very performative.
Honestly, you should.
Give me a beat, Lizzie.
Boom, ch, boom, boom, ch, boom, ch, boom, boom, ch,
chilling like a villain.
Boom, ch,
my needs some palestinian.
Boom, boom, ch.
Drop it hot boom, like it's hot chicken boulang. Spooky boom, say just past us, you boom, know. But to go freezing 10-0 below, it boom, don't matter because we got boom, this flow. Gonna boom, kill it this week boom, at the radio show. Walk boom, up all those dirty loose boom, streets. Kinda boom, hungry, gotta boom, find some good eats. Something boom, cheap, something boom, elite. Now back boom, to spotted boom, at Laurier tweet.
Dun, dun, dun. That was so good.
Thanks. Subscribe, follow, like, support, love,
support.
Live long and prosper.
Love that. That was beautiful, Kat.
Thanks.
Now we're just going to read out some Spotted at Laurier tweets. I'm sure there's some good stuff on here.
One was posted 15 hours ago. Goes, what's the best Indian place around Laurier? I personally don't really eat Indian food.
Me either.
So I don't really know the answer to this question, unfortunately.
Honestly, let me search it up.
Okay, but let's read the comments and see what people are saying.
True.
And see if it would ever load. That said, fresh food company / dining hall, no cap.
Fresh food
company. Like the dining hall. One said, your best bet is to find a tiffin service run by actual South Asian people, LOL. Otherwise, prepared to be overcharged and underwhelmed by Waterloo's range of, air quotes, Indian.
Oh, okay, I heard of Dosa Eatery.
That sounds familiar. Right? I've heard of Empress of India.
Oh. Someone said the best
you can get here around here is Papa Pancho's and Empress of India. Papa Pancho's.
Papa Pancho's.
You want to go eat a Papa Pancho's? Okay, let's see next.
Someone said, please, Laurier, extend the library hours. This is a university campus. Why aren't we keeping the library open longer? Honestly, facts.
Go to the 24-hour lounge, though, queen.
Yeah.
You know?
We have a lot of other places where you can still study for, like, the 24 hours if you want to pull an all-nighter or something.
Yeah. Because at least you have couches, which are very comfortable, I know, because I've slept on them before. I've already graduated, but the master's program decided to apply to requires a qualitative research methods course. I am able to come back to Luray for one course. Yes, it's called post-degree, non-degree seeking. If you email choose at Luray, they should be able to point you in the right direction.
There you go.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. Spotted Homer Simpson at Fred Nichols Campus Center emptying the e-waste bin. New employee for the sustainability office.
I love Simpsons. I used to watch it all the time. It's a good cartoon.
Someone said, will we not be able to pass classes this term such graduate if a strike happens? I have no idea, Queen.
It'll probably be extended.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
On October 24th, someone said, is it EDM day on Ox in the concourse? I'm here for it.
Spoiler alert.
It was Hannah.
Yeah, but the concourse, it someone just must put on a radio station and just say sayonara, because like the music that they're playing, you would never expect.
No.
Like even at my work yesterday, my coworkers and I were dying because like I work at a car dealership as a receptionist, mm-hmm. and like all of a sudden Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj comes up. And like my manager's like, are you hearing this, Kat? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, can you believe they're playing this? Like, can you imagine if a customer just like randomly just decided to like really tune into what they're saying? Nicki Minaj is saying, she's like, I can whip it, I can ride it.
Oh God.
It's just like,
yeah, there's so much like explicit music on the radio.
What's your profanity?
And I'm like, kids are listening to this. I used to listen to, when I was younger, I would only listen to classical music. I feel like that's a lot of kids though. I would be like, turn off the pop music, mom. She'd be like, why? You're so weird.
Let's read another one.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a good one.
Hey, a girl got escorted out of labs by some cops and a bunch of constables are walking in. Does anyone know what happened?
Someone's like, mind your business.
Someone said convicted her on counts of being a non-PBA student studying in LAS. Someone said, mind you.
That whole running joke is so funny.
I know, like, I personally don't study in LAS, like, ever.
It's, like, more modern.
I have before, but I just feel the vibes. Like, it's like if you just feel, like, not.
Yeah, not welcome.
Yeah.
No, Luray campus is very welcoming. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it's just the little BBA students that need their own space. In a huge building to themselves.
Someone said those tax fraud charges from back in the day can really come back to bite ya.
Wait, what?
That was a response, like, to the one I just read.
Oh.
Someone said, anyone else get food poisoning from Noon Moment?
No. I think we talked about this last week. Yeah.
Possible.
Bubble tea is very much hit or miss.
I don't like bubble tea, unpopular opinion. I cannot do it with those little tapioca balls.
I don't know how we're friends sometimes. I love bubble tea. It's so good.
I'm trying to think of other foods. What foods do you not like, Lizzie? Like, what's some foods that you just can't eat?
Like foods or like ingredients?
Like foods, like ingredients. Or, like, anything.
Honestly, I'll eat anything. But I would, like, sometimes, like, pick out stuff from it. Like I don't like mushrooms.
What? I love mushrooms. I can't eat mushrooms. Not even, like, a mushroom risotto? Not even a riso?
No. I like risotto itself. It's not.
What if there's, like, bare small mushrooms? Like, you couldn't even. Lizzie, I feel like you're that kind of kid who's, like, I don't like vegetables. And then your mom puts it, like, underneath the dish. And, like, hash, you just ate vegetables. And you, like, start crying.
No, I love vegetables. Like, they're so good. But not mushrooms or tomatoes.
Oh, only the best vegetables.
No, we still have, like, cucumbers.
I love a good cucumber in a salad.
Oh. Apparently, cucumber salad is a new thing. I really want to try it.
Cucumber. Silicone. Very high number. Anti-wrinkle. Make you look younger. Even make your bone them stronger.
Where is that from?
Cut it in a slice. Oh, no, some vine. Did you hear that Elon Musk is talking about bringing Vine back?
Stop.
Yeah. And they're like, and he's like, what should I do to make it better in TikTok?
That would heal my childhood. TikTok is so, like, toxic now.
I'm trying to think of, like, really, like, iconic, like, vines, too.
What's it called? The nacho one.
Oh, my God. Or free shavacadoo. Free shavacadoo. Or there's one. Welcome to Chili's.
Or, like, you dropped my croissant.
Oh, my God. Stop. You almost made me drop my croissant. Oh, my God. You know the kid? What was the one I just said before this? That you said that one?
The nacho one?
No, the Welcome to Chili's. That kid's dead now.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
I saw it on, like, TikTok a while ago. And it was, like, you remember this kid? And he was, like, he's already dead. And I was, like, jaw drop. Like,
you know who was the saddest death for me?
What?
What's his name? The guy from Jesse.
Cameron Boyce.
Yes.
Well, first of all, he was so beautiful. So it's so even, like, oh, so jail that happened. I know, that
poor kid. I feel so bad.
Me too. And, like, he was so talented. He was a good dancer. Yeah. I feel like guys can't dance anymore.
No.
Like, you know, you see in, like, those movies, Step Up, whatever, like, Moose. You know, there's always that random guy. Like, I don't see that random guy out here that can really dance.
Like, in movies or whatever, like, you don't really see that anymore.
Like, literally, though.
Moose was also my childhood crush.
Moose was, like, my fave, like, childhood crush.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember he did to that song. What's that song? It's like, no, baby, it's all right, not you. I got a
hold of me. I'm thinking of that vine, the Hurricane Katrina, more like Hurricane Tortilla.
Oh my God, it's like Hurricane Katrina, more like Hurricane Tortilla. Oh my God, guys, the new Avatar movie trailer, official trailer, just came out 2 hours ago. Already has 2 million views.
Really?
Yes, I can't wait to see it. I want to go watch it in, like, Ultra AVX.
What's the recent movie? I hope no one dies.
R.I.P.
What are some recent movies that you really liked?
Didn't you just see Barbarian, Lizzie?
Yes, I did.
I heard that one. I've seen so many TikToks about it.
Yeah, it's good. I just don't like the ending.
Why?
It was weird.
Okay, spoiler alert. What was the ending?
Basically, like, it was the monster that was, like, living in that basement thing or whatever, and then that monster killed the guy, and then there's another guy that was, like, helping the girl, mm-hmm. Like, just some random guy, like, whatever, in the neighborhood, and they were, like, trying to get away, and then the monster killed him, and then he, like, the monster died in the end because the girl killed him, because the monster was, like, like, it was a person at first, but then because, like...
Incest?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And it became that thing, which is really, really sad. But then it died. And it really wanted to be a mother.
Aww.
And it was trying to mother the girl, like, the main girl. I don't know. It was just weird. Not for me, but...
Yeah, I could not.
I liked Smile. Smile was my favorite.
Smile was so scary. I saw it in the theater with my best friend and her boyfriend, and I literally, like, screamed, like, four or five separate different occasions. Like, it was bad.
No, it was actually really crazy.
It's, like, the jump scares. Like, you knew they were coming, too. Like, I knew something scary was about to happen, but I, like, wasn't, like, ready for, like, what specifically was about to happen.
I was just hiding behind my boyfriend the whole time. I was like, I can't watch this right now.
Some of us don't have that luxury, Lizzie.
I'm dead. Turn down the heat in the music building. It's 20 degrees outside. Literally, my house is always either super hot or insanely cold.
There's my apartment's always cold as crap, but I like it that way because my motto is you can always warm yourself up, but you can't cool yourself down. Well, think about it. Like, if you're at home, whenever you're like, oh, my God, it's so cold, you could just put, like, bare sweaters, blankets, and, like, eventually, like, you'll warm up. If it's hot outside, you're dripping, you could put a fan on.
Yeah.
But, like, all it's doing is just, like, blowing around the hot air, realistically.
I mean, yeah, I guess that is
fair. Like, that's true. Why, like, in Egypt, fun fact, they take, like, scalding hot showers. So when they get out of the shower, it feels, like, cooler on their skin.
What?
It's kind of just, like, well, think about it. Like, people that,
Is that happening now? Like, do you know?
Yeah. Definitely. They do. I mean, like, they're probably even more now. Because, like, before, think about it. Like, if you go on vacation, it's 10 times hotter to you there than it would be to, like, someone who lives there.
Yeah, that's true. You know what I mean?
And then if someone who lives there came to Canada, this weather right now, I wouldn't consider, like, absolutely frigid, but it's a little chilly.
Yeah.
To someone, like, on vacation, they would find this, like, depths of winter. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Like, someone who lives, like, in Jamaica or something like that, like, if they came here, like, they would be, like, so much colder because they're used to such a warmer climate. So going from such a drastic change is just, like, so much. So if you shower in really hot water, like, and then you get out, then you're like, ooh, like, now I feel, like, it's, like, kind of like when you take a hot shower, then you get out, you're like, oh my God, I'm so cold.
Yeah.
But you're colder than you actually would normally be if you didn't shower because you're accustomed to the climate.
Wow. The more you know.
Interesting fact. No, I'm just kidding.
That's very true, though. It's also only 8 degrees out.
8 degrees?
Yeah, that's what's saying on the thing.
Feels like, honestly, like 3 degrees.
I know. We have, like, the window propped open. Mm-hmm. It's a little hot in the studio, but...
Oh my gosh, did anyone see Heidi Klum's
Halloween my God.
Costume? She was literally also a worm.
I have... It was, like, that meme. It was like, would you love me if I was a worm?
Oh my gosh.
Everyone was referring her to that. But also, I've seen a lot of Freddy Krueger costumes.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I did a lot.
I was actually going to do that this year, but then I'm like, meh, too much work. Every person did it, so.
I love how the Pub on King, like, was, like, bumping last night, because it's, like, Halloween was just, like, a day or two ago, and people are still going out.
Do you think people were, like, dressed up yesterday?
Probably not, but, like, I would have gone for fun.
Yeah, I was too tired. I was like, I need to...
Yeah, that was, like, a lot.
Get my grind on again.
Ugh, I miss Halloween. It's, like, my favorite. I already started thinking about my next year's costume.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I wish I could be? I was looking for this online. There's this one episode of Wizards of Waverly Place where Alex Russo...
You should be Harper.
I'm not gonna be Harper. You should be Harper. You give off more Harper. Okay, maybe I give off more Harper vibes, but you just, like, look more like Harper. You know.
Like,
I think it's. Because we're both. I think it's because you're white.
Yeah.
And I'm not. But Selena Gomez, there's one episode where she wears, like, a dress Harper made, but it's, like, a comic book dress. I don't know if you remember. It's, like, fringy, and it's, like, made out of a comic book. And I really want to wear it, but there's, like, nowhere to get it online. I'm like, great.
Oh, God. Maybe you can make it.
I know, that's what I was thinking, but I just don't know if I'm talented enough to do that, you know? But we'll see. We'll see.
Got it, girl. Okay, let's find another good one.
I love seeing these Canadian party life people post. Like, someone... One of them was campus security. So these girls dress up as. Oh my God,
did you see? Someone needs to do special constables.
I don't know if that's allowed.
Probably not, but.
Probably not. Yeah. But I saw, like, one that people were doing. It was, like, Be Real. Like, they were, like, a black t-shirt, and then they would have, like, a mirror.
Oh,
it was,
yeah, like, that was a good one.
I love that
one. One of my profs loves Be Real.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. My social media prof. He's really funny. I love him. Shout out.
Does he ever put you in?
Yeah, we have each other on Be Real, actually.
Stop it. You?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Only Lizzie. Only Lizzie.
Only no, Jared. But, like, he put his username, like, on the board. So he's like, add me. Like, I need friends.
Oh.
It's a lonely.
See, good thing you said, because Lizzie made it seem like, yeah, like, you know, me and my prof got on Be Real together.
Oh, my God, no. And he's like, it's a lonely place when, like, you don't have friends on Be Real. I'm like, oh, I'll add you.
Oh my God, a guy was a one, like, who was a nightstand, and it was, like, a one. So he's like, I'm a one nightstand. Oh my gosh, that's so
funny. I actually love that. That's so funny.
Someone did
Do you still have the two-step verification thing?
For what?
Like each time you log on to MyLS.
Yeah, like it makes me like text my phone number.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's and then, not like, what I it does to me.
And then I get a code. What does it do to you, Lizard?
I just log on.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, some of us can't just log on. Log on, Lizzie. Lizzie's logs on.
Lizzie's logs on.
I'm trying to see what else there is. Oh my god, there's one guy wearing like a skull costume. And he's like waiting since 67 and he's wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey. Like what?
That's funny.
I know. No, but it's really like, good what, one. Like the Leafs are just never gonna win. Like I love supporting them, but like they're never gonna win.
Yeah. Like we support it just to support, you know, but I don't think it's happening anytime soon. Okay, so we're gonna do
Am I the A-hole?
Another segment. Am I the A-hole?
I'm gonna go first Iana, and then Lizzie can go second Iana, and then I'll go third Iana, and Lizzie can go fourth Iana.
Too many Iannas. Never we too love many it. Iannas. Never too many Iannas. Okay.
All right. Am I the A-hole for telling my son's girlfriend I won't watch their / her baby?
Oh.
Oop. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties. My 21-year-old son moved out of the house about 6 weeks ago. He met a nice young lady a month ago. She was 9 months pregnant when they met.
Okay.
She had her baby, beautiful little girl, and I'm happy for them. I think it's kind of weird, but it's not my life, and my son is in love, in air quotations. Fine. Whatever makes him happy. He's not financially responsible for the baby, and the girl is fine with that. He is there for emotional support. She has a good job. Here's where it gets tricky, and I feel kind of bad. She texts me today asking, saying she's going back to work soon and needs a babysitter. Her mom can watch the baby some days, but not all. She wants to know if I can watch the baby some days from 2 to 10 p.m. I said no. I did say a couple weeks ago I would watch the baby sometimes if they wanted to grab a bite to eat or something. Mm-hmm. I'm just learning how to live again. My life has been about my son for 21 years. I was a single mom. I have plans. I don't want any major responsibilities right now, and honestly, the baby isn't really my grandchild, even though they tell me I'm her grandma. She hasn't texted me back, and now I'm feeling bad. My son called and pointed out that I said I would watch the baby. I told him I said for a couple hours here and there. I guess I should have been more specific. Like,
that's okay, like... Okay, I'm, like, on the fence about this one.
Because, like, is this girl, like, we need a character check. Like, is she actually, like... she seems... I feel like the mother would be saying more if she was bad.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she would... Like, this is anonymous, you know? So, like, I feel like she'd be like, this girl, like, sucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't... I would be on the fence.
Like, 2 to 10 is a long time.
It is a really long time. And she said 2 times a week, or what was
like
it?
Like, a few times a week. For all we know, it's 3 times a week. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. Even that's twice a week. That's a big responsibility, especially like for 8 hours. That's, like, that's a job.
I would say cut it down to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Twice a week, I can do that. The rest of it, find someone else.
No, that's a lot. And find a babysitter. Also, she said she's financially like
responsible for it. So I mean,
stable. So they could probably hire a babysitter now.
For like the half the time that they have kids, you know, right? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes, exactly.
And where there's a way, there's a baby.
Okay, I found.
But is she the a-hole?
I don't think so. No.
Like, it's not even her grandchild. Yeah. Technically. But if it's, like, it's going to grow up and be like, hey, grandma, you know what I mean? Oh.
Like, step-grandma. I don't know.
I also just don't know if I'd get a relationship with someone if they were 9 months pregnant.
That's a lot, yeah. And it's not your kid.
Yeah, like, that's just kind of, I don't know. Secret life of the American teenager kind of crap.
Okay. Am I the a-hole for telling everyone it's not Andy's birthday? My husband has this friend, Andy, who can't hold down a job, and there's always something wrong where he can't afford his rent. Andy is always asking for money or a loan he doesn't pay back. My husband gives in and gives it to him. I'm talking thousands of dollars over the last few years my husband has loaned him. A few months ago, I told my husband next time he gives Andy money, I'm gone. My husband was doing good until Andy shows up at our door last night and tells my husband everyone forgot his birthday. So they go out to drinks, I do some snooping on Facebook, and Andy's birthday isn't until next month, and I screenshot a picture of my husband last year with him on Andy's real birthday in front of a Christmas tree. I go to the bar and show everyone that it's not Andy's birthday, and the room is dead silent. Andy said he put the wrong birthday on his Facebook account, so I showed him a picture of him last year with the date posted off his real birthday. Andy said that it was a mistake, and everyone thinks December date is right because it's on his Facebook.
I've been like, show me the birth certificate, Andy.
I asked Andy to show everyone his driver's license, and he said he forgot it. I asked the bartender if Andy could legally drink without proof of age, and the bartender said no. Andy left, refused to show his license, and left. My husband said I was being a B word for no reason, but I reminded him that it's the first day of the month, and Andy always comes around looking for extra money. We had an argument about Andy once again. My husband stayed with a friend, and I'm packing up my things because he's act like I'm the a-hole for coming to a bar and saying publicly what I did.
Oh my gosh, no, that is, like, insane. I would leave him, too. Are you kidding? You're siding with your friend who's clearly lying to you for money.
Literally.
Like, and no, but not her pulling up at the bar. Not her pulling up at the bar to expose him.
She added a comment. She's like, maybe I shouldn't have gotten so mad and strummed to the bar to embarrass Andy on his birthday, in quotation marks, and said something privately to him. It's a regular bar that they go to.
Like, maybe Andy shouldn't be lying about his birthday and pick up his socks and get a good job.
Not the a-hole at all.
Also, how is Andy affording these drinks?
His friends are paying for it.
Yeah, because he can't pay for them. Yeah, exactly. Hence why he said it was his birthday.
No, that's, like, messed up to do.
Like,
especially if you've had, like, problems with your husband, like, loaning him thousands of dollars.
Like, that's insane.
Like, that's a lot. So, no, girl. Pack your stuff up.
Pack it up. Pack it up, pack it up, pack it up, woo. Baby girl, watch how we move. Woo.
Okay, Kat, do you have another one?
Yeah, indeed. Indubitably, I do. Let me pull it up. Alrighty. Am I the a-hole for refusing to take down a video of my kid's father dancing at my brother's wedding? Okay. My children's dad and I got separated and divorced 2 years ago. We're on good terms regarding co-parenting. And since he's close to my brother had invited him to his wedding. Perfectly okay with me since the kids were thrilled to get extra time with the dad. I was taking a video of my mom and kids at the wedding and posted on my Insta. Hours later, I get a call from my ex yelling at my camera, catching him dancing drunkenly in the background. I said, so what? He told me he's getting engaged to his conservative girlfriend soon, and if her or her conservative family saw him in this video, then there's going to be trouble. I thought that was silly. He demanded that I take it down, but I declined. He insisted that he was technically recorded via my camera and that he did not consent. I called him ridiculous and refused to take it down. He's gotten the kids involved now, which caught me mad and made the argument escalate. Mom is saying I should take it down, but I feel like it's trying to control my social media activity. Am I the a-hole for refusing? He said that his girlfriend can and will see it via the kids since they're with me on social media. Like, delete the video, girl. Like, you are being the a-hole.
Yeah, what?
Like, if someone says, like,
they're involving their kids?
Like,
that's a lot. Down.
Like, or, you know, there's always, what's it called? Close friends. You can post on your Insta story, close friends. Don't put them apart, your close friends. Like, there's just so many.
Yeah, there's so many.
This options. Is just like, it's like, this happened to me before. Like, I posted something on social media before, and then some people were like, yo, like, I look gross, or like, oh, like, I can't have so-and-so seeing this, or no, I don't want people knowing that I do that, or something like that. I'm like, no worries, like, I'll delete it right away. Like, sorry, like, I didn't know. Like, I feel like that's just, like, the normal response. Like, it's not that deep. Like, who cares about social media that much?
Once the kids are involved, too, it's like, okay, you kind of have to, like...
You know, if it's, like, you know, I posted a photo and someone's like, oh, I look bad in it. Can you delete it? I'm like, Like, you know, like, I feel like that's the only scenario where you should, like, you're not, like, morally, like, mean.
Yeah, but if he was, like, fully... He was, like, getting engaged to this girl, right?
Yeah, like, that's, like, serious. And it's for a good reason. Like, some people, like, don't want, like...
Stuff out there.
Well, like, drinking, like, I understand, like, some people aren't about it, so whatever, like, for them, but, like, and if they, and, I mean, like, first of all, he's in for another thing if he thinks that, like, they're not gonna find out one day.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, kudos to him.
Okay, I found this other one, and it was, am I the a-hole for pretending not to recognize my husband at a restaurant? So, I, 30 female, just
want to say that my husband, Robert, 26 male, is a wonderful, funny, kind person. He's also incredibly handsome. I am not. Robert works in an industry that is very looks-based. I've noticed that he's embarrassed and ashamed when he introduces me as his wife to his coworkers. This has happened a few times. He shuffles awkwardly, he doesn't look anyone in the eye, and he makes a strange smile and immediately tries to veer the conversation away to something else, only when he says, I'm his wife. The events were miserable for him. I stopped going to his events, and now they are a success. It used to hurt, but I realized that that's just how the industry is, and people do judge him and talk behind his back because of what I look like. People do that in general because he's more attractive than me. He told me that he's trying to very hard to succeed at his new job, and his new boss was an insanely judgmental person. She destroyed the career of an employee who reported the team for exclusionary behavior and fired someone who wore the same jacket as her once, for example. My coworker and I went to a fast casual restaurant for lunch yesterday. It wasn't crowded as the other places during the lunchtime rush. My husband, his boss, and his coworker were already there without my knowledge. I saw him immediately, but I pretend I didn't. However, it turns out River's boss and my coworker went to the same business school. Unusual. They caught up and introduced us all to each other. Instead of saying that he's my husband, I shook his hand and said, nice to meet you. I texted my coworker.
Stop it.
Across from his coworker. I didn't say he was my husband, but neither did he. Whoa. I felt like he was looking at me. When I looked, he was looking away. When I got home later that night, he was crying. He said he didn't know what he did for me to ignore him, and if our marriage meant so little, why didn't I just take off my rings? I told him, and I said I didn't want to make him ashamed of me. He got very quiet. My mom said I was acting ridiculous, but my dad agreed with my reasoning. Am I the a-hole? Bro.
Yes. I think so. You don't think so?
I'm on the fence about it just because if he's making her feel like this so often.
Okay, yeah.
Like, there's obviously, like, reasoning behind people's actions sometimes. And, like, obviously, like, don't fully pretend that, like, he's not your husband. But if you feel that he's so ashamed of you, then, like, communicate.
Like, they need some couples therapy or some aromatherapy. That's not really Golden Hawk of them.
No, literally, though. But no, I'm...
Okay, maybe she's not. I think they're both a-holes to each other and they need to, you know.
Yeah.
Pack it up.
No, I guess. Wait, I don't think my mic was working.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh my gosh. Lizzie's mic was not working the whole time.
Oh no.
I think this calls for another music break.
Okay, and we're back. Sorry.
Back in, ready to attack.
My mic was very much not working.
Lizzie, I don't... You'd think Lizzie being like the main host, she would know the most, but you'd be wrong.
It's okay, I'm still learning.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Someone called me a piece of work yesterday and I was like, work in progress.
Oh my God. That's not nice. Okay. I found another Am I the A-hole? I don't know if you guys heard the last one. but this one's Am I the A-hole for disconnecting the internet and not paying my daughter's phone bill? Oh my God. We both have the same
phone. Well, you go. I'll find another one. It's okay.
Okay. I'm 39 female. My daughter, Jane, is 20 female. I am by no means a perfect mother, and my husband, Tom, isn't a perfect father, but we did our best all her life and tried our best to make sure she never wanted for anything.
Some people who write these don't have good grammar.
No.
Grammarly can help. That sentence is wordy.
Exactly.
Hard to read.
I know exactly where we went wrong as parents, and I honestly think giving her unrestricted internet access was the problem. Jane is offended by everything, and she claims a lot of things caused her trauma. One of the major things that caused her trauma, in her own words, was my migraines, which I started to experience in my mid-20s. During a migraine of mine, Tom would either take Jane out for a few hours or take her out on playdate or to either set of grandparents. Jane claims that this was traumatic because she was forced to separate from me, despite the fact that she did not even know until she was in her teens. I had at most 5 migraines a year. Jane claims me. I know. Jane claims me going back to work part time when she was 15, 3 days a week while she was in school was deeply traumatic because it meant a change in her routine. That change was that dinner wasn't on the table ready for her as soon as she got in the door, and she had to wait for an hour.
Please, are you kidding? This girl sounds like a real brat.
Oh my God, Jane is unemployed, she's not in college, and she does not do homework. She won't even walk the dog she brought home without permission.
What?
And has decided the arguments it has caused between us are all also traumatic. She runs a TikTok account, which recently came up on my For You page, and like the terrible, awful mother I am, I decided to snoop. Jane has over 10,000 followers, but most of the comments are genuinely making fun of her, calling her a snowflake, telling her to touch grass. She had a few
I agree with the comments.
She had a few videos about how she grew up below the poverty line, essentially in the ghetto, which is a complete lie because she was raised in a lower middle class household in a pretty affluent area. A lot of her posts with the nasty comments were about me and Tom and how much we traumatized her over the years by being awful, terrible parents. I confronted Jane pretty much as soon as I got done snooping, and she blew up saying I had no right to call her out on it. She was saying that it was going into the trauma bank, not her words, but pretty much what she meant. I told her if she wants trauma, she very much needs a different kind of help. I don't know what got into me, but I ended up unplugging the Wi-Fi router, locked it in my bedroom, and spent ages on the phone to our service provider, canceling her phone contract. She's crying all day, saying it's unfair to cut her off like this.
Well, then tell her to go get a job.
My husband.
To go pay for it herself, and she can have her phone back.
My husband thinks I've gone too far and that Jane will just weaponize this against us, making our lives more
miserable.
Sounds
like Jane needs some therapy.
Am I the a-hole?
You're not.
You are not the a-hole, Miss Lady.
Miss Queen Girl.
Miss Girl. This is insane. I get having trauma, and I get
this story hinders me from wanting kids. You know?
But this is like, it might, I don't know. Like, this is just messed up. You don't do that.
You don't do that, guys. Okay, also, just like the way, like, some kid, like, I didn't get like an iPad or like any sort of like technology. Like, I had a computer that I shared with my brother and my sister to play like Webkinz and stuff.
Yeah, but, same.
I didn't actually get like an iPad until it was probably like in the, like the 7th grade. And
I
even
had
then,
a,
it was like
I got an iPod Touch only in grade 9. That was an iPod.
Well, take this iPad. It was like the whole family used it. My mom used it. My dad used it. My brother used it. My sister used it. I used it. So it was like I couldn't even use it that often, anyways.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get my first iPhone until I was like beginning of grade 9.
Yeah.
Like, cause
I didn't even get a phone till like grade 10 or 11.
And the only reason I got it is just because my parents were like, well, you're going to high school now. You need, like, what if something happens? Like,
you need to communicate
with you. Because my elementary school was, like, nothing was gonna happen there.
Yeah.
But, like, high school was, like, yeah, like,
it's
and especially if you're
obviously.
Going out and stuff, like, you need a phone.
But, like, this poor lady.
I know, like, I could never deal with, like, a kid like that. I'd be, like, sometimes I think, like, parents aren't hard enough on their children.
No.
Anymore. Because I'm like, there's some things like I hear about people doing or kids doing or people even like kids like
and
our
the
age.
Mom just wants her to like to protect her from the bullying too, which would cause her even
more
trauma.
Like, oh my God.
Like,
and
why
it's
do
like,
you want to see all this like getting called a snowflake or like etc.?
Yeah, like I don't like I just like obvious. I don't even know like what I would do in that situation. Like, because like I would be like. If I heard someone telling me the story, I'd be like, my mom would, like, smack me upside the head. So, like, maybe, like, I was like, I don't know how you're even getting away with, like, a fraction of this.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
If I went to my mom and said, and told her that I have trauma because I didn't have dinner.
On the table?
When I got home from school.
Like, what?
Like, she would literally laugh in my face. She would literally laugh in my face.
7 to 8 p.m. I'd have a snack after. I'd make my own stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, literally.
Like, this girl's. What was she again? 20.
Bruh.
She's 20. Go go buy a snack or go make something yourself.
Girl, go get a job. Like, go get a job. Yeah, like, go get a job. Go get a job.
If you're not in school, go get a job.
That's insane. If you're not in school, it's at least be working, you know?
Yeah. Like, do something for yourself. Don't just, what does she do? Sit on...
Do something with your life.
Sit around on TikTok all day? Like, what?
I mean, that kind of sounds like the dream, but, we all know that can't be lived, so...
No, I don't think... I would go insane.
Honestly, I think I'd be okay. There's so much on TikTok. One day would be cooking, one day would be life hacks, one day would be, you know what I mean?
No, but, all day, spending your...
In bed, doing nothing, eating...
I need the stress in my life. I need to be stressed about midterms or exams or whatnot. That's what keeps me going.
But yeah. Well, I think we can officially say we ain't the a-hole.
Yeah, you ain't the a-hole, girl.
Not in the slightest.
Kat, okay. Do you have one?
Yeah. It's, am I the a-hole for banning my husband's friend from seeing our child? The opening sounds awful, I'm aware, but it's only way I can phrase what's happened using a throwaway for this. My husband, 27 male, and I, 26 female, have a daughter, 6 together. The daughter, 6. They don't have 6 daughters.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
She's the light of my life. We both adore her. Now I work a long job that eats up a lot of my time. This often causes missed weekends or long evenings where my husband is looking after her. When I'm gone, my husband sometimes friends around for some company. This is fine by me as long as they don't do anything that would hinder his ability to take care of her child. However, beginning around our daughter's 4th birthday... There's been one friend in particular who always seems to be around. For the sake of clarity, I'll refer to her as Jen. Jen is a single woman who doesn't have kids. She works with my husband, and they've been friends for a few years. Mm-hmm. I have no issue with this and strongly believe in women can be friends, but do have concerns that do lie elsewhere. On several occasions, I've come home to find Jen to my daughter cuddling together on the sofa, watching TV, movies, etc. At first, I thought nothing of it, but now it's become constant. Jen started arriving on my days off to spend time with us, make jokes about my daughter being my daughter's nanny, and refer to me as an absent mother.
Oh!
I was appalled. I immediately told her to leave and explained she was no longer welcome in our home with our child. My husband annoyed that I kicked her out, calling me selfish, that I was doing out of guilt, that she was right about what she said. It's hurt to not have him see my side. I'm not speaking to him right now due to these comments, and I stand by my Ben of Jen from our home, but his reaction has made me feel unreasonable. Miss Queen Girl, you are not the a-hole.
Oh my god.
Does he not understand? You're literally, it's not like she's away from her child because she wants to be.
Yeah,
she's
what?
Away because she's making money for her because she has to be. What?
I'm this shocked girl, right
she's
now.
No kids. She's obviously
there's
feeding.
No way this.
This Jen is a snake in the water, and it's a good thing that she kicked
an
her out and
absent
her she
mother.
Could.
Are you kidding me?
If
she's out there making money,
she's
to support their
she's making money
costs.
Moves. Call her Cardi B. She's making money moves.
That's so insane.
I'd have been like, if you see me, I don't speak because I don't mess with you, Jen.
No, literally. We do not stan a Jen. And this lady is not an absent mother.
She is an absent mother, the other one. She doesn't have no kids.
Yeah, what?
Jen is the absent mother.
Go get some kids.
She ain't got
yourself.
No kids. Well, that's tumultuous.
Look at your vocabulary expanding.
I know, right? I used that word yesterday at work and someone was like, oh my god. And I was like, yep.
What does it even mean?
It means I'm trying to think of a synonym for it. For example, you not having or no, something kind of crazy, convoluted, twisted.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Tumultuous. I'll use it in a sentence.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, we just had the most shambles day. It was so tumultuous.
Okay. It was so crazy.
Yeah, oh my god, the trip we went on was so tumultuous. Everything went wrong.
I'll start using that.
I really like to find new words. I heard someone use the word precarious the other day.
Precarious. Oh.
Oh, also, I would two of my friends, they still remain nameless because I don't want to embarrass them. They didn't know what an adjective was yesterday.
Yeah.
They were like, what's an, because we were playing a game and it was put one of those those Jackbox games.
Yeah.
And it was put an adjective. And they were like, what's an adjective again? And I was like, it describes a noun. And they were like, what's a noun? And it was a person, place,
people,
or
place
thing.
Or thing.
And they're like, what's a preposition? It was like, it's like you put it before the noun. And then they were like, what do you mean? I was like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
When you nod your head, yes, but you want to say no. What do you mean? Radio Laurie gave us a singing contract. I think it's due diligence.
I think it's time.
I think it's time. But, like, it's kind of crazy, like, how people, like, don't, like, when you don't really realize, like, basic stuff. Like,
honestly, that's me with math, though.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
do you know what? What is y equals mx plus b? What does that help you find? Lizzie. The slope.
The slope. Dude, I have not thought about math since grade 12.
I, like, don't even know I took, like, calculus and, like, basically, like, killed myself.
Did you finish it?
Like, yeah, I failed my exam.
Oh.
Failed my exam.
Oh.
But I remember this one guy. He, like, was in this, the different section, mm-hmm. but different teacher, but, like, same course of calculus. Like, it was still, like, academic calculus, but, like, he just had a different teacher, and it was, like, a different time for him. So his homeroom was first, and my calculus class was, like, third period. So he had his on, like, the first days of exams. And, like, he he had, like, 5 minutes in the exam. And then he, like, sent me a Snapchat, and he's, like, and I was, like, aren't you supposed to do your exam? He was, like, I literally, like, left. He was, like, I already got into university.
Oh.
So he left the exam.
What university did he go to?
Western.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he still goes there. Like, some business. He's, like, doing really well in it now.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
So nice to hear.
Speaking of, I'm going to do a little shout-out. Actually, two shout-outs right now. One, go follow DJ Azmi right now on Instagram. Our friend. He's the best DJ in Waterloo. The best DJ in Laurier. So go follow DJ Azmi because he has the best Halloween mix that he just put up on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
And a couple other mixes. Go support our homeboy. At Yusuf Azmi, but his DJ account is DJ Azmi.
Love you.
So there you go, Yusuf, because I told you I was going to shout you out, and I did.
That's funny.
And shout out to Just Meeks. It's a company that it's like you put like one drop of it and one drop and like a cup of water, something like that, and like a shot of alcohol. And it's.
Are you sponsored?
Yeah.
Whoa.
By the same guy who walked out on his calculus.
No way.
Yep, because he's doing it from Western. He won a contest to, like, produce.
The, oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's called Just Mix, M-Y-X. Go follow him on Instagram at Just, J-U-S-T, M-Y-X, Just Meeks.
Thank you, Kat, for all of the shout-outs.
Well, my fellow Fesbians.
Yes, we're out of time, guys, but...
We're out of time.
Thank you so, so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed our show.
Adios, muchachos.
And we will be back next Wednesday.
Live long and prosper. Hopefully Hannah's with us next week.
Au revoir.